Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Alex from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this service is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. So to move forward with this, what is your zip code?
What you got? I didn't understand what you are selling.
I'm not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey about politics and important issues affecting the state and community. Your responses will be confidential. So, the first question is, what is your zip code?
Is this something political? 12303.
Okay, 203. Can you repeat it one more time, please? Yes, this is something political.
And you want my feedback?
Yeah, we are asking about your opinions about the issues affecting your community. Yeah, that's the reason. So, what is your zip code again?
12303.
12303. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
55.
Okay. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Other.
Okay. What is your race?
Mixed.
Sorry, what did you say?
I'm a mixed race, as I told you. I'm other.
Okay, mixed race. Give me just one moment. Okay, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Okay, high school. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote.
Okay, didn't vote. Thank you. Let's move forward to the next question. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Okay, probably. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated?
It depends upon what I'm thinking of the candidates. Like I hear what they have to say, then I decide if I will go to vote or not.
Oh, okay, I understand. In a scale of 0 to 10, what will be?
5.5.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please read the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
7.
7. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Let's begin with the first one. Protecting gender equality.
I want to agree, yes.
Okay. Matters a lot. Protecting reproductive rights included birth control and IVF.
What are your choices of agreeing or disagreeing? Somewhat agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
It matters. Yeah. You need to indicate if it matters a lot to you, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all to you. So, protecting reproductive rights included birth control or IVF. Sorry.
Doesn't matter too much for me.
Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives or the Senate.
I'm concerned a lot.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What about?
Okay, yeah. You need to reply if it matters a lot to you, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters
to you?
It
matters a lot. Okay. The next one. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say, nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I will vote. No chances, I will vote. No, I will read you the topics. Protecting gender equality. Equality, sorry.
Not likely to vote on that.
Okay. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Election for Congress?
Matters.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
50-50.
Okay. Next, move forward to the next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Tea Party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy, someone else?
Didn't make up my mind yet.
Oh, okay. You don't know, right? Undecided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Tea Party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or the independent Tea Party will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
As I tell you, I won't decide it as yet.
Okay. Let's say other independent. No, let me check. No, but I'll end up coming next. Okay. If the 2020, let's move forward to the next. Sorry. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, let me check. I know that you say that, but I need a response to this. For whom will you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, at your party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not? Oh, undecided, right?
If I go to, I might vote on my representative here, my candidate here, my representative for Congress.
Okay. Let's move forward to the next one. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2020 election? Are you much? Not more. Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment of the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Read that again.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much, okay. Here is the Prop 1, the amendment that may appear on the ballot in New York in November. Okay, I will read it to you. Add certain protections to the state of rights. Add anti-discrimination prohibitions to state constitutions, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote?
I have to read it to understand it, but I want the protection too. If the protection is there, yes, I'll vote.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will prohibit housing discrimination, a strong protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections.
I want the protection.
Okay. Strengthen voting rights protection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. No knowing that this... Okay, just 5 minutes more of your time and we will be done. I will try to expedite this so we can finish soon. It's just a couple of more questions. Okay, let's move forward with the next one. Now knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yes.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
Not much motivated.
Okay.
On that issue.
Okay, next I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Okay, everyone regardless of gender or sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
5.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
4.
Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
7, 6, 7, 6.5.
Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
5.
Okay. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
4.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
4.
Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
7.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Say that again.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
7.
Okay, 7. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Do that again.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
7.
Okay, 7. Okay, let's move forward to the next one. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts wall rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote? Undecided. Thank you so much. Let's move forward. But if you have to choose, how will you vote? Yes, no, will not vote.
Undecided.
Okay, I just have these three options, so what will you choose? Yes, no, will not vote.
Maybe so.
Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, sorry. As you may know, there will be election for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certainly to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? Even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? I will read to you the statement A, and then the statement B. Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And the statement B, these claims are false and just not credible in New York. Parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So, Do you which of the statements do you find more convincing? Statement A, statement B, or don't know?
Like statement B.
Statement B. Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward with the next one. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, and 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, I will read to you the first one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get... Okay.
Five.
The next one. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Give me a six.
Okay. Thank you so much. The next one. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. No more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state. So we've done leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. Okay. Next. No more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state. So we don't leave our abortion rights to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily... Okay, fine. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey... next one. Things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that may appear in the ballot in New York, November. Okay, so it adds anti-discrimination prohibitions to state constitutions, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So I guess both put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves this protection over the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you have to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote.
Pass on that.
Okay. After reading all the information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were of the start of the survey? And this is somewhat or much.
It doesn't change my mind. Undecided.
Okay. No change. And let me read you the next question. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual, or straight, to lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else.
I love you. Straight.
Straight. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Okay, married. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Okay, no.
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you learn more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Neither. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker,
retired.
Okay, retired. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Oh, that's ready.
In the 20, okay, give me just a moment. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. Have a nice day.